My whole life, man, I've always been a competitor, dog. My grandparents raised me that way. I enjoy winning. I mean, I know how to lose, but I need to be better as a leader. And I realized that throughout this whole entire offense because ever since me and my family got here, this fan base has been special to us. You know, showing up to, like, different engagements. Whenever we meet people in the community, they've been great. So as a leader of this team and also as a leader of this community, I just need to be better in that sense. And then just know, like there are, like, a ton of, like, little kids that, like, look up to me as a player, as a role model. So I just got to remind myself of that, you know what I'm saying? And then just take hold of that and then own it. So that's why this year, man, I've been, this whole entire offseason, I've been busting my tail. Me and my dad, I told my dad, I said, I want to see what it looks like whenever I focus just on football and I just focus on myself and family, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I really haven't been given the best version of me, of Tyreek, my whole entire career. You know what I'm saying? I've always been trying to be here, be there, but me being able to, like, slow down a little bit, train, and bust my tail for myself and then also for this community and this team, I feel like it'll be worth it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to see what that version of myself looks like. So I'm looking forward to it. Today was our conditioning test, and at 31 years old, I must say I haven't lost a step. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, Tyreek Hill. Man, I got to tell you, beautiful music to my ears. Boy, he said all the right things. He hit the whole umbrella, man. He hit the whole umbrella of what you want. And you just take for granted they're going to do, but he hasn't. And coming clean, I haven't done it. I'm doing it now. Maturity, leadership, best version of myself. I'm all in. Man, it was good. It was good to hear. It was the best thing coming out of yesterday with some players available here before they get started today and start the rotation of players. But that was good to hear, man. Dedication this offseason. You know, I don't know, is the final straw the divorce or the issue at home and what everybody went through, and that became a news story and was a bad look for Tyreek. No question about it. It was bad. But I'll tell you what, that's good stuff. Tell you what, if I'm Mike and Chris and the rest of them, I'm going, man, this is good to hear. Whatever it is, if all those things and working hard, he dropped the weight. He went out and ran himself a couple of 10-100 meters just to keep that part. Hey, listen, speed's his game. Speed is his game, and the fear of speed is his game. You miss and bump and run, he runs by you by a couple of yards, and it's over. And we didn't see it a lot last year, but the 2 years before, if the safety didn't come over and help, there was a lot of 30, 40, and 50-yard touchdowns or big plays that he was making. So, yeah, man, it's a big part. It's a big part. Everybody trying, well, we need to do this, and we need, yes. We need a better running game. But it starts with that guy. It starts with the guy throwing him the football, but the passing game, listen, we have spent as much money. I'd be willing to say we spend the most money in football on our quarterback and our two wide receivers, and that's where this thing needs to start. Where the money goes is where the production needs to be. And it goes from Tua to Tyreek to Jalen Waddle. And you guys know the story. I can sit here and beat up story. Quarterback's got to stay healthy. He knows that. He's heard it. I always say this on behalf of Tua Tagovailoa. He's never gotten injured on purpose just to try to piss somebody else off. He's trying to stay healthy, and hopefully he does so we can see the best of those two guys on the outside. And by the way, Jalen Waddle's just as important as Tyreek. And part of me in this offseason, with Tyreek not being able to do a lot, I thought it was great that actually our quarterback got a chance to throw a lot more to Jalen Waddle. And I thought that was important. Get him going. He's also said, I'm coming off a bad year. I got to be better. I got to run better routes. I got to catch the ball. when it's thrown to me. But listen, we again, I think everybody's numbers. I don't think this is a shocker to anybody. If we had had Tua in more games last year, those numbers on the outside for those two guys would have been a lot better. Whatever problems we have with that two deep thing, and we're going to try to stay away. If the coaching staff could stay away from that two deep problem, we'd really appreciate it, because nobody wants to hear about too deep and we can't beat it. No, we need to destroy it with the speed and the players you have on the outside. So hopefully that all takes place. But anyway, great to hear, man. The Tyreek stuff, hey, we'll see. And I know Hyde's got an article like, it sounds great, but I got to see it. And there are people like, yeah, right, let's see, I've been able to stay. Let's, okay. But right after this thing happened and he was out and all that stuff, I think the team, Chris and Mike and those guys, sat with him right away and say, hey, man, you want out of here. Because if he wanted out of here, they're going to move him. You're not going to let him destroy your team. And you saw what they did with Ramsey. And he said, no, man, I'm in, and you'll see it. And I'll give you a little teaser here. So he said all the great things, all the things I want to hear. And you know, we want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, especially when it's your best players. We don't give average players the benefit of the doubt. But if you're really good, we like, hey, listen, man, we're going to give you another shot, because that's the way sports they work. And these guys, they don't grow on trees where you can just go just grab another one. It doesn't work that way. There's a reason a lot of people still think, even after last year, Tyreek is still one of the three or four best receivers in football. And I'm guessing he's motivated to look more like it this year. So it's going to be, hey, a lot of our success, when it's all said and done, is going to be Achan, it's going to be Waddle, it's going to be Tyreek Hill. A lot of those guys are going to take up a lot of the touches with this team. Targets, carries, catches, all those things for those three guys will be very, very important. Achan coming off a really good year, quietly, in a year that the offense struggled, but he was a big part of the change in the offense with all the short stuff. He ends up with 78 catches. He runs for 900 yards. I think he had 12 touchdowns total. So he's going to be a big part of this again, but he won't be the only guy getting carries. And I believe Jalen Wright will be the number two guy this year, coming off and wanting to show, got his feet wet last year. Through some good and bad. Some of the blocking wasn't great. He missed some holes. And he'd be the first to tell you that. But he's the next guy that can fly on that team, too. He's the next guy in the track meet. He's taken over for Mostert for that fourth position on our track team that's still really fast. On skilled position, guys that can still really run. All right, so they'll be out on the field this morning, and we'll get over there a little bit later on and catch up with all the guys over there and see.
Man, I've always been a competitor, dog. My grandparents raised me that way. I enjoy winning. I mean, I know how to lose, but I need to be better as a leader, and I realized that throughout this whole entire offense, because ever since me and my family got here, this fan base has been special to us. You know, showing up to like different engagements. Whenever we meet people in the community, they've been great. So as a leader of this team and also as a leader of this community, I just need to be better in that sense. And then just know like there are like a ton of like little kids that like look up to me as a player, as a role model. So I just got to remind myself of that, you know what I'm saying? And then just take hold of that and then own it. So that's why this year, man, I've been this whole entire offseason, I've been busting my tail. Me and my dad, I told my dad, I said, I want to see what it looks like whenever I focus just on football, and I just focus on myself and family, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I really haven't been given the best version of me, of Tyreek, my whole entire career. You know what I'm saying? I've always been trying to be here, be there, but me being able to like slow down a little bit, train, and bust my tail for myself and then also for this community and this team, I feel like it'll be worth it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to see what that version of myself looks like. So I'm looking forward to it. Today was our conditioning test. And at 31 years old, I must say I haven't lost a step. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, that was Tyreek Hill, man, saying all the right things, man. It was refreshing to hear. I ain't going to lie to you. And I hope that's the guy that we got yesterday. He was in a great mood, in a great place, maturity, leadership, talked about everything you want to hear, everything. And, oh, by the way, I can still run. I mean, he hit you from top to bottom. I mean, you couldn't write a better list of things I'm going to be. You know, the question's always going to be, where you been? It sounds great, but where you been? You've said some of these things before, but hey, man, I'll take it because they need him, and they went all in on him. They had to wonder after the way this thing ended. Listen, he quit in the game. Terrible look. He said he regrets it. It was bad. We're moving on. But the team, right after the season, when Chris and Mike meet with him, GM and head coach, they had to be a little concerned. Like, hey, man, you want to be here or not? Because if not, we got to make a move here. And they heard enough that he wanted to be here. And then everything else, you know, he went through, you know, let's be honest, that divorce thing or that thing that we heard, the 911 call and the video out the balcony. It was a bad look, terrible look. And he gets it. So again, I hope everything he was talking about he meant. I hope so, because they do need him. And, you know, number one, to be, once again, one of the best players in football, which he wasn't last year. And listen, whatever else you get, I never look at Tyreek just to be the leader of men every day. He said he's not going to be late and all those things that he's been in the past. So he came clean. He didn't hide from anything. I just hope that was real, man. I hope that wasn't, you know, where you just kind of tell your mom what she wants to hear or tell your wife what she wants to hear, you know, and say, oh, he hasn't changed. He's the same guy. Hey, good morning. Oh, my God, I'm jumping up and down. I felt like a rock star for about 10 seconds there, boys. Good morning, and hope everybody out there is doing great. Boy, do we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. You know, from day to day, the beauty of sports in this world, and I call sports make-believe world. In the big picture, it's just not that big a deal. It's not. And I see the passion of fans and stuff, and thank God you do, and you listen to AM radio and catch us on the podcast and everything else. We do appreciate it. But you don't know from day to day what you're going to get. So I left yesterday, and I go out to camp, and Tua's talking. You know, pretty honest guy. Always kind of lets you know what he's thinking as one of the leaders on the team. And was asked, you know, the Tyreek stuff from the day before, and Tyreek saying all the great things, man. I mean, if you're a Dolphin fan and you want to win right now, you want to hear the Tyreek we heard 2 days ago. That's a guy, everything, man, it's on me. I got to be better. I got to be a leader. I got to put everything into this. I got to be on top. I mean, he was, whatever the list, somebody must have put a list in front of him in his life, and he just checked them off. Man, I got to make sure. I want everybody to know, my teammates to know, the fans to know, the coaches to know, everybody, my kids to know. Man, I am serious. At age 31, I want to let them know I can still run as fast as ever. You saw me run a couple of 10, 100 meters. And I'm ready to go. This is going to be big. So, you know, and this goes back, and he's apologetic the way he quit at the end of the year, and he, I think, is realized now. And has had to hear about it all off season that was a big mistake. Big mistake no matter who you are. And some of you didn't, but it is a big deal. So anyway, people are kind of, you know, now Tua comes back and they're tied together. Tua and Tyreek, Jalen Waddle are tied together for the passing game, in which has been, especially before last year, the last 2 years has been the best in football, throwing those guys throwing to each other, the three of them. So yesterday, if you missed it, here's what Tua had to say about Tyreek.
I would say we're still continuing to do that. But it's not just with me. It's with a lot of the guys. I'm not the only one that heard that. You guys aren't the only people that heard that. You know, a lot of people that follow football, that follow the Miami Dolphins, that follow Tyreek, that are fans of his, you know, everyone has seen that. So when you say something like that, it's you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad. You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up again. And, yeah, that it's still a work in progress, not just for me, but for everybody. But, you know, like I said, he's working on himself. He's working on the things that he say, you know, he says he wants to get better with and do better on. So that's the first step to me. And so I commend him for doing that.
All right. So he carried on, and look, as soon as I heard that, I go, wow, that'll be on the top of the ESPN list of top stories with all the camps opening up for the most part. A lot of them yesterday opened up and saying, hey, man, to get our trust back, we got to see it, man. We got to see some changes. They sound great. Hey, they need them. Let's be honest. They need them. So people are like, are you buying it? Are you not buying it? Here's what I'm buying. I'm buying in the opener, have 7 or 8 catches for 150 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and beat the Colts. And there'll be hugs for everyone. Hey, man, no problem. No problem, man. That'll help take care of it. But anyway, I wasn't completely surprised. And I see the comments coming in. Tua and Tyreek are going to have issues. Not really. They both want to win. They need each other. Listen, Tua needs Tyreek. Tyreek needs Tua. Tyreek has seen the backup quarterback situation. He doesn't want to see it again. He doesn't. So I know a lot of people are going to make a lot of it and have already done it for the drama part of sports, which a lot of people like and keeps radio in business, like a lot of things, because everybody's got a thought on it, on which way this is going to go. And listen, man, they are trying, and it's obvious out there, to make some changes on whatever was going on around the football games, and I mean mostly at training camp last year, that some things, and obviously Jalen Ramsey is gone. There's a lot of things, man. There's a lot of things out there. We got Tua's comments yesterday about Tyreek and saw the reaction to that. And, oh, this Tua and Tyreek thing's going to – they need each other. It's going to be good. Tua needs to stay healthy and throw to him for 17 games, and Tyreek is on a mission to get those numbers way up from 950 yards. Matter of fact, I can't gamble on it, but you can. You want to take a bet that – I'm willing to take, go over on yards in a season for Tyreek Hill. What'd you say that's at? 940?
975.
975.
Last I checked.
975. I'd be all in on
this. But this Tua Tyreek thing is not, to me, not a thing, Joe. It's Tyreek against Tyreek. Like, he needs to, you know, keep himself mentally right. I mean, you saw what happened that last game of the season when he's giving that press conference and everything's going well, and that other guy, like, jumps on his shoulder, and he's like, oh, time to blow this thing up.
Yeah. It started kind of nicely. He was just talking, and then the next thing goes, I'm out.
Something flipped, yep.
Like,
something flipped. That's what he needs to – like, I'm not worried about him fighting with Tua. He's not going to fight with Tua.
No.
He needs to keep himself in check, right? And, again, if this thing goes poorly to start, they better approach this Colts game like it's a damn Super Bowl.
Oh, I totally agree.
There's no excuses, man. Like, that game, you got to be – they don't even know where their quarterback is on that. Like, you got to go up there and beat those guys.
It doesn't matter.
You have to beat those guys. You lose that game and you get off to an 0-1 start, and then you got New England. Like, this thing has the potential to be really bad. But, Joe, at the flip side, like, you approach that game like it's your Super Bowl, you go in there and get a win, you start feeling a little bit better.
Well, I agree with you. I don't disagree. I know it's 17 games and not one, but you need to get off – to a great start, and I look at it, and it's Tua versus either Daniel Jones or Richardson, you got to win that.
Yes.
I don't care if you got to throw for 400 and the defense a little off or can't stop the run against the Colts or whatever. You need to win that game. You need perfect indoor early in the year. You need everything's going to be perfect for you to run a track meet in that game. So I'm with you, Woody. That's a great call.
They look off in that game, Joe. They struggle to score. It looks like it did at the end of last season. The offensive line, you know, things like that. I mean, it's going to be a long year.
You're going to have a healthy offensive line because it probably won't play a lot to start. Second of all, I take it a step further, man. You got to come for your home opener the following week against the Patriots, and you got to win that game too. And
you do. You do. But that Colts game better be their Super Bowl, man.
You got to get road wins. To your point, you need road wins. And, you know, again, probably Colts are looking at Dolphins and saying some of the same things, but you got to go win that game. That's a great call. That should be when you get through this camp and these practices against the Lions and the Bears and Jacksonville and whatever little amount certain guys are going to play, your goal ought to be just one thing, man. You got the extra week to get ready for it, and it's about beating the Colts on the road.
I wouldn't be worried about Tua fighting with Tyreek. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Tua, see, doesn't have the personality, it seems like, to fight with anyone, Joe.
Yeah, no, I think he'd rather put the fire. And again, they've had such great success together. And Tua missed six games last year. So Tyreek was obviously frustrated because a lot of those six games, what did he have? Four catches, 28 yards. Four catches, 40 yards. I mean, there was a lot of three and four catch in there and the frustration. But listen, man, Tyreek has said over and over, like, hey, man, I need Tua. Like, I need him. I know what the 1,700 yards look like with Tua in back-to-back years. And they need to get back to that. Yeah. And so I'm with you. I'm not worried about that. There are other things you should be worried about with the team and what secondary is going to look like, and can you cover people and get the pass rush, and how quickly can the young guys develop that you're counting on? But, man, I am not worried. Tua staying healthy, different. But Tua and Tyreek, when they're playing together, not a problem. Not a problem at all. Anyway, we've got to go to break.
Texter's ripping you for falling for what Tyreek said the other day. And again, it's like it doesn't really matter what he says, right? What matters is when things start to get, you know, you face a little adversity.
True.
Does he take a blowtorch to the team and, you know, first of all, he could force his way out. If he doesn't like the direction things are heading.
I don't think.
There's a lot of teams out there that'd be very happy to have him on the roster, Joe.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to force his way out. Now, hey,
You also think things are going to go well, so.
I think things are going to – could go well, but no, I don't know for sure. What do you keep saying? You keep putting words in my mouth that the season's going to be like they're going to win 12 games. I've not said that. I'm still very skeptical of that. Like, I don't know why you keep putting that in my mouth.
Okay, but you know things don't go well. If Tua gets hurt or something, you know, the guy's not getting any balls.
Hey, by the way, Tua gets hurt.
Think he has a chance to –
Tua gets hurt, everything changes. Let's start with
that.
That's true. That's a topic I thought was just a given. Like, we should start every show with that. Tua needs to play damn near every snap. Now, the second part of this thing is, that's a good point. I want to see how Tyreek handles winning or losing with four catches and 35 or 40 yards, a little 9 or 10 or 11 yard per carry average, and how's he do? Then
is he could do one of those press conferences after the game, and he's, you know, looks like everything's going really well, and he's saying the right stuff, and then again that little guy pops up on his shoulder, and he goes, Tyreek, you didn't get enough balls today.
He goes all Tyreek. That show's getting old. If that does happen, that's getting really old. And then as a GM and head coach, if it gets to be poison again, although I think guys on team would call his ass out if he does it again, but. I don't know, man, but I got to tell you, it was nice to hear what he said. Like, at least he took responsibility for things. But you're right. I got to see it. You get in an NFL season, you're going through a roller coaster, right? You are going to go through some good and bad. You're still going to have things at home. How do you handle them? Hopefully, hey, man, I'm telling you firsthand, when you're not stable at home, it can be rough going to practice, and it can be rough going to games, and she's going to leave, and she's threatening to leave me, and she's gone, and she's threatening to say stuff about me, and yeah, man, you need to stay. He needs that in every part of his life. He needs to stay drama-free, focused in like he talked about. Now, it's one thing to say it, and it's another to do it for 6 or 7 months, to you guys' point. I don't disagree. I want to believe you, man. I want to believe you. I want to believe my athletes. I want to believe all my favorite guys. So a lot of you ripping me out there. Like, I can't believe you've been around as long as you have and you're believing what Tyreek Hill had to say a couple of days ago. I can't believe you still trust him at this point. Here's Tyreek Hill from a couple of days ago.
My whole life, man, I've always been a competitor, dog. My grandparents raised me that way. I enjoy winning. I mean, I know how to lose, but I need to be better as a leader. And I realized that throughout this whole entire offense because ever since me and my family got here, this fan base has been special to us. You know, showing up to, like, different engagements. Whenever we meet people in the community, they've been great. So as a leader of this team and also as a leader of this community, I just need to be better in that sense. And then just know, like there are, like, a ton of, like, little kids that, like, look up to me as a player, as a role model. So I just got to remind myself of that, you know what I'm saying? And then just take hold of that and then own it. So that's why this year, man, I've been this whole entire offseason, I've been busting my tail. Me and my dad, I told my dad, I said, I want to see what it looks like whenever I focus just on football and I just focus on myself and family. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I really haven't been given the best version of me, of Tyreek, my whole entire career. You know what I'm saying? I've always been trying to be here, be there. But me being able to, like, slow down a little bit, train and bust my tail for myself and then also for this community and this team, I feel like it'll be worth it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to see what that version of myself looks like. So I'm looking forward to it. Today was our conditioning test. And at 31 years old, I must say I haven't lost a step. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. That's all I'm going to say.
I want to believe him, man. He covered. He checked every box. Everything I wanted to hear. He said them all. I got to be better. I got to be a team guy. It's got to be about winning. I got to be a role model. I know a lot of people rooting for me. I know a lot of you aren't. Now, a lot of you are going, I've heard this Tyreek thing before. Woody, you just heard that. You want to believe him, right?
Joe, I don't think it matters, to be quite honest. Obviously, he said the right stuff, and that's great. I'm sure someone helped him out a little bit with what to say to kind of cool things off. But again, the only thing that really matters now is how this team starts the season, because I think that's going to determine whether he blows things up or whether he's happy. If this thing starts ugly, they lose their first game or two, and I just could see this thing again. It feels very fragile to me. Feels like there's a lot of pieces on this team that could potentially, be combustible here, man.
Oh, I think there's just one big one, and that's the guy we're talking about.
Well, he's
about.
The biggest, yes.
We got one guy who said all the right things again a couple days ago. It was great. Glad to hear it. Yeah, sounds like you're all in. So the other part of this is most likely this offense is not going to be very good if he's not very good. You agree with that? Like, we can talk about Achane in the running game. We can talk about Waddle. We can talk about a third and fourth receiver. But bottom line is, there's a reason they gave that guy that's still the fastest guy in football all that money a few years ago. And I just think he's going to get the ball. They understand, like, They're having meetings. They got more guys right now in this coaching staff that have coordinator at the end on the offensive side of the ball. This is the most I've ever seen with some form of coordinator, meaning we're going to be sitting together and we're going to be having meetings, and a lot of them are going to be, how do we get Tyreek Hill, the fastest man on the field, every time he steps out there, the ball? How do we get explosive plays again like we had 2 years ago? And
well, here's the person you're worried the least about as far as the on-the-field stuff goes. Like, I'm worried about the offensive line because that was the downfall of last season, right?
Yeah, but you talked about emotional things blowing up.
I also want to see the quarterback. Hey, but Tua's got to take another step forward here, though, man. Like, he wasn't even great when he played last year. Like, he needs to take a huge step forward this year.
His step forward, though, starts with staying healthy 17 games.
I know. I'm aware of that. I know.
Well, like, they're not talking a lot of cities about that topic. A lot of cities don't have to have this. We need him to stay healthy.
But let's not act like he's elite when he plays, though, Joe. Like, I know Omar will throw numbers at you till you're, you know, blue in the face, but, like, he's not an elite quarterback. He needs to be a top, you know, top 10 quarterback, I guess, would be the ceiling for him, but.
But what? You done?
You know, I just think he needs to make a huge step forward. You know how I feel about him.
Okay. Well, a lot of people feel the same way.
I'm not with you. Like, I don't think just, he plays 17 games, we're good.
Well,
he's got to step up his play, too. Like, he wasn't great when he did play, so.
17 games last year, and.
And what, you sneak into the playoffs?
Yeah, we do. We don't win it. We don't win that division. Of course not. Buffalo wins it by a few games, but. Yeah, we're back in the playoffs last year if he plays 17 games last year. That's just, yeah.
I just think if you want to continue forward with that guy at quarterback, like, he needs to not only stay healthy is the obvious, but he needs to improve his play, Joe.
His best play is when he's got that guy on the outside. I'll say it again. I'll say it a different way. Tua to Tyreek is the first piece, and Waddle is the second piece.
Yeah, can you do that, though, against a good team? Can you do that in the cold? Can you do it when it matters? Like, yeah, they're going to probably chew up some bad teams. They might hang 50 on the Colts.
I don't want to get
in game one for all we know. Joe, who knows?
A lot of these games going to be close. You know that. A lot of these games.
The game's a pick'em game. Vegas thinks the Dolphins are like, I don't know, what, 1-point underdog or something?
I don't know. I don't even know what this guy. I'm listening to you. That's the first time. I don't know.
No, it's a pick'em game. It's a pick'em. It's been that since the line came out.
By the way, that's why for anybody that wouldn't want Jason Sanders on this team, it's just pretty stupid that they're going to cut him. They're not going to touch him.
You're mad about that article.
I just don't mind. I don't mind people putting stuff out there if it's like they're not getting rid of Jason Sanders. I don't even know what his numbers at the end of the year, but it's like, come on, man. Like, Sporting News and Yahoo, come on, man. Pretty credible. Like, what are we doing? Like, really? Jason Sanders? This is one of the reasons. Well, listen, we're going to be a lot of close games. He's going to be making a lot of kicks or getting attempts at a lot of kicks. And we don't want to be messing with that one. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, hey, look at the Tyreek thing. I hope it all happens on the field and we don't have any drama. But I hope we don't have at some point we have a bad loss and they all run to Tyreek and we catch him at a bad moment and he says something. He talked about, nobody said much about it. He talked about he went on a podcast, said he wanted to punch Mike McDaniel in the face for not throwing him the ball. Like, who says that? I can't imagine said Don Shula didn't throw me a ball. Going to punch him in the face. I was close to punching him in the face. Like, how about you were just upset and you couldn't wait to talk to him after the game? Oh, God.
Well, Mike's one of the guys, right?
Hey, man. Mike is one of the guys, and he's not going to change a lot of his stuff. And I could tell yesterday he's still having fun with the media, doing the same things. I hope the one thing with Mike, Mike needs to be the leader of men. Like, I've thought about this 1,000 different ways. Culture, somebody got to set all that stuff, and it's not a player. Some things have to be set at the top. of how you want things to go. And then you got guys that buy in and they're all in on what you're doing. And then you get your guys. And they got those guys. They got those guys who are buying in on Mike's stuff. But this, we can't all be teammates. We can't all be equals. You're the head coach. Head coach does not play the offense. You know, you're in defense. And you can't always be great friends with everybody when you're the head coach. You got to make tough decisions. But you're doing it for the guys understand you're doing it because you want to win games. I always say this, man. There are a lot of guys in their life that have been really good offensive and defensive coordinators because they could always throw everything like, hey, guys, we got to go hard today. I know a lot of you guys didn't want to do it, but coach wants us to do this. Friggin' man, what a clown. Why? But when you're the head coach, you got to make tough decisions. Those guys know that. And so, and I know Mike wants to throw all this stuff on the players. It's their team and – okay, to an extent, but you're still a head coach. The owner's not going to, if something goes wrong, he's not calling all the players to see what's going on. He's calling you because you're the head coach. I think you set the tone for what things are going to be like. I do. I want to talk about this Tyreek thing. We haven't talked about it. Funny, we waited till this long to talk about it because that's all anybody had. It became yesterday on the national media. The topic was you were either a Tua guy, way to go Tua, calling Tyreek out, not letting him get away, or I heard a little bit like Tyreek's going, hey, maybe if you would have played all six games and played the whole season instead of 11 games, and is there going to be problem between them? And everybody's tired, and Mike Florio will join us later in the show, and he had a big take on this whole thing. Talent versus, you know, not being mature and the whole thing, and how's this going to work out this year with Tyreek and Tua's frustration. Finally, it was obvious that he finally had seen enough last year and said, hey, man, enough's enough, dude. I want to believe in you, but you got to show us that you can be different. The first time we lose. First time we lose and you don't catch a lot of footballs. How are you going to handle it? And those type of things. What was your take?
Well, you know where I stand, because I said they should have traded Tyreek in the offseason after he quit on the team, after he then came out and said, I'm out. He wanted to be traded.
I didn't say that, by the way.
And it took a month for him to rescind that. I'm out. You know, I want to be traded. So I liked that Tua came out and said, look, it's nice that he's, you know, he's shown a good attitude and all that, but there's a lot of things.
You weren't buying it. I saw the headline Sun Sentinel.
No. Look, when Tyreek came out and talked about that, I thought he said all the right things.
Right.
But, okay, it's nice that you're saying all the right things.
Don't you want to believe him, though, Dave? Don't you want to go, your kid just tells you, Dad, it'll never happen again, and you go, it's happened a lot, but... Man, honey, I believe the kid this time.
Well, I believe
this feels different.
I believe that's who Tyreek wants to be. I do believe that he knows that's who he should be. But can he be that guy? Can he be that guy when he has three catches in November in the cold?
No, I agree.
And he didn't do very well with those three catch games. Can he be that guy when they lost two games and he thinks he should have a bigger role? And it's not. Look, I do understand some of his frustration. There was a game in Green Bay. They have first and goal at the 9. And they can go in and get the lead or cut it. This is an important game for the season.
Yeah, Thanksgiving night.
And he's on
the
bench. Three plays, he's on the bench. And national TV showing that he's on the bench, which starts to come out for the third down, and he's pulled back off. So I understand some of the frustration with Tyreek, but I'm not believing this is who he is just because he says this is who he is.
I got it.
And I appreciate Tua saying there's a lot of work that has to be done in these relationships after what he did last season.
Yeah. Don't think we're just it was no big deal. It's a different year. Yeah, he didn't do that.
I would like to hear from Tua. I need to do more. You know, I'm getting the big salary. I'm leading this team. Yeah, I understand, right, Tyreek, but you know, a lot of this is on me too to win, and I'd like to hear that. If he's going to call out his teammates.
So can I tell you a different take? Because I and by the way, a lot of guys around here wanted to get rid of Tyreek at the time. Not me. Never jumped off. I remember.
You know why? Because he's good.
He's really good. Matter of fact, at times he's the best. And finding a guy that has the chance to take it 80 every time he 80 yards to the house, or 60 yards, or 50 yards to the house, man, I'm going to put up with a little bit more from that guy. I'm going to let that go. I mean, he was obviously told, listen, man, you better do some apologizing. These guys want to see a different you. If you really want to be here, you got to show us. We're going to get you the ball. We're going to get those numbers back up, but you got to do your part. No matter what, it's got to be about winning and all the things you say, right?
And I think the offseason with, look, it was well known him and Jalen Ramsey were problems last year, okay?
You think?
And Tyreek changed his tune this offseason, where there must have been some come to Jesus moment where he realized, okay, I got to act better. And you didn't get that from Jalen. They must not have got that, because they went out and they traded Jalen, you know, and they kept Tyreek.
This may be my take, and we watch all the stuff that goes on with Tyreek. I've been through it. I feel, you know, I've been out when he jumped on somebody's boat. You know, all the stuff we've been through and how he's handled everything. I think the video of his soon-to-be ex-wife and the child, I think no matter what, there's two sides to every story. I think it was a bad, bad look for him. I think it was a final, like, after what had happened at the end of the year, I'm out, which is number one. But now people want to see, now you're going through that, people think you're freaking out of control. You're an idiot. You agree with that?
Well, I agree with
I put it all together. I know you're not putting it together.
I agree with there had to be some self-awareness moment that we're, okay, that's not a good look. But did that all of a sudden make him grow up and change completely? I need to see it.
And he is going to have a game at some point. Not every game is going to be eight catches for and 12 targets and 130 yards. You're right.
There's one thing to be frustrated, because you see players in losing locker rooms be frustrated all the time and think they should have more. It's another thing to lash out or not go in the game or say you need to be traded and all that stuff.
How does he handle that interview when he gets asked a question at a time where he ain't feeling it, and does he go back to being Tyreek?
Well, and we saw what was publicly. I don't know what happened in the locker room, but when a guy asks out, when a guy doesn't come in, he quits on his teammates, there are things that had to happen in the locker room that we didn't see.
Yeah, but team didn't hide it. Team didn't go, no, it was fine. We weren't going to win the frigging game. Denver wrapped it up.
Well, that's what I liked about how Tua addressed it. He didn't hide it. He could have said, oh, we're all fine. Everything's good. And I appreciate that there's stuff that has to still be corrected here, or the relationships.
Tyreek did apologize at the Super Bowl. I think Mike Florio is one of the shows.
It took a month for him to come out and apologize.
Tua. Like, the one guy goes, I'm going to apologize to Tua. So he'd already known Tua ain't happy about this whole thing of what happened. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. I got an early bird here with us this morning, Kyle Krabs, who's in town from Locked On Fins podcast, out there yesterday and was standing there when he heard Tua. I was a little surprised by the comments, not that it was anything bad. Some people reading into it that now Tyreek and Tua are going to have problems, but Tua made it clear that Tyreek's going to have to work to regain some of the teammates and coaches' trust, get it back after the comments he made at the end of the year. Just curious, Kyle, what'd you think?
Yeah, I appreciated Tua saying it, and you know, I think anybody that maybe took exception to it, just understand, like, Tyreek's always been a guy that said the right things up until that incident at the end of the year, right? But it's what does Tyreek do? And you can't really take action, like tangible action, to prove that you're earning someone's trust back until it's time to start going through the process of training camp and start going through games and start going through game plans and how you prepare throughout the week and how you practice throughout the week and how you react when you have a game where you don't get a lot of targets. So, like, I had absolutely no issue, and I appreciated Tua saying that out loud as the quarterback and leader of the team. that the guy who had this blow up last year, yeah, like we can't just pretend that this didn't happen. And Tua said, I appreciate the steps that he's taking right now, but he's going to have a lot of work to do to build that trust back up. And I think he's spot on with it.
Yeah. And by the way, the day before Tyreek, man, I mean, he was spot on about himself. I mean, he covered everything. Yeah, I made a mistake. I got to do this better. I got to do that better. I got to be a leader. Hey, if they don't want me to be a captain, I understand. I got to keep working. But listen, at the end of the day, Tua and Tyreek need each other. They really do. If we're talking about a big year for Tua or a big year for Tyreek, they need each other for 17 games, right?
Yeah, I think the chemistry that they've had as far as a quarterback and wide receiver combination is very well established, and Tyreek losing a little bit of weight to keep speed and make sure he doesn't lose a step, I think will be very valuable. And it's just the balance of, you know, how much of the offense do you run through Tyreek versus getting too one-dimensional in that regard. But if that's the problem that you have, then yeah, I think the best version of Tyreek and Tua both do include each other based on what the rest of the roster composition looks like. And
yeah,
you know, then you get through this year and you have those hard conversations about the future and what it looks like after that, after you know what this year looks like.